This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome back to Believe in Softball. I'm your host, Jenna Becerra, and however you got here today, whether it was an audio podcast platform like Apple, Spotify, etc., or watching on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe and rate the show wherever you get your pods if you haven't yet. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter /X at Believe in Softball. That's B-L-E-A-V. And there's merch. So click the link in either of those bios on those pages or go to shop.believe.com to purchase. There are three softball shirts available and they're all great ones. All right, let's go through today's batting order. First, we'll be covering our bases. I'll share some call-outs from the softball world. Then we'll head into today's interview with Ali Kaneshiro, Stanford's Gold Glove catcher in the thick of her senior season. And she's done a lot in her career already, but there's more softball to come, too, with conference and NCAA tournament play. So it's going to be good. Then we'll end things with the foul tip of the week, where we share tips to help us get better. All right, let's go. Covering our bases. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And of course, for Rip It Sports, the big opportunity also starts here. If you haven't, take advantage of this, I'm telling you. I'm going to be running around a lot at the Pac-12 tournament this weekend. My Ringer Turfs and my Rip It backpack are going to be a godsend. But the best part is that it's not just the gear, it's also their mission, which is to elevate female athletic performance. They understand that women and girls deserve gear specifically tailored to our needs. It's got to fit right, it's got to perform well, and it's got to meet our unique demands. And there's all kinds of gear that you can get. So the great news is that Rip It is offering an exclusive 15% discount. Just use the code JENNA15 when you shop at ripit.com. That's JENNA15. This is your chance, I'm telling you, to experience the same quality gear that helps so many women and girls excel. And I have to say, senior day, with regular season coming to an end, that really did excel, at least in my book. Because for me, in particular, Stanford hosted Oregon, and I actually called the whole series on Pac-12 Network. It was a ranked matchup that meant a lot for the conference finish and for tournament seeding. But for the seniors, particularly for Stanford, but really for both, I've covered them their entire year. You know, the first year that I debuted on Pac-12 Network was their freshman year. So for Stanford, that's today's guest, Ali Kaneshiro, Reagan Krause, Ellie Eck, and then fifth-year Caitlin Lim also was in her first real season at the time after COVID. And now they're graduating. And it's just, it's crazy to think about. And it's crazy to think about it through the whole country, how all of these programs are going through this too. But I went to the team barbecue after and I saw all the love from their teammates, their coaches, their families. And I have to say, even Coach Allister cried. I'm so sorry, Coach Al, if you see this, to call you out, but I just think that's a big deal. It's not usually her style, right? And you can just tell how much, you know, coaches care about the players as people as well. We're going to talk more about this whole experience in the interview with Allie today, but I'm just sending good vibes out to all the seniors as they try to finish the job here in Mayhem. Conference tournaments are unique. It's a very interesting time when you're going through celebrating the quote-unquote end when you still have a lot ahead of you. So all the good vibes to everyone in their last few games, I guess, and weeks of their collegiate careers. Also an update on the pro side, AUX, a collab. So a bunch of OU alums who play for the OKC Spark on their pro team, they're now collaborating with Athletes Unlimited too, and they're going to play in the AUX season at Wichita State in June. So we were really excited about this with Jocelyn Allo, but now Kehlani Ricketts, who's been on the show, Alex DiRocco, and Haley Lee are all going to join her this summer. So I think the reason we were so excited when Jocelyn Allo decided to do this is because we knew it would pave the way for others. And now it already is. So big thumbs up to that. And then to bring it home, just lots of stuff going on. It is mayhem, right? So the new D1 softball episode came out this week. Amanda Lorenz and I interviewed All-American Oklahoma State pitcher Lexi Kilfoyle and recap Bedlam and some of the massive matchups that ended the regular season. So highly recommend tuning in. And then in terms of what's coming up, the Pac-12 tournament is where I'm going to be. It's the last one ever. Back the pack for the last time. I'm still processing that, to be honest. So I'll share more thoughts on that as it develops. But I'm going to be channeling my inner Holly Rowe a little bit. So I'm going to be an on-the-field analyst for all four of Thursday's quarterfinal games on Pac-12 Network. That is the day this comes out. So be ready for that. And then I'm going to be also doing some on-site coverage just through the whole tournament with D1 softball too. So follow our social channels to keep up to date. And then make sure to tune into our live selection show special on Sunday with D1 softball when the NCAA bracket is revealed. Stay tuned for more on that. Someone who's playing in all of this is today's guest. So let's head into the interview. She is Stanford catcher, Rawlings Gold Glove winner, and NFCA All-West Region honoree, Allie Kaneshiro. I feel like, Allie, I don't know how it's taken us this long to do this, actually.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I'm glad we got able to do it. So thanks for reaching out. I'm honored to be here.
Yes, well, I'm honored to have you. Trust me, been able to cover you for your entire career, which is awesome. And it's been so fun to watch you grow. And then even getting to see your senior day a little bit this past weekend and it all come to fruition. What were the emotions that you were feeling through all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just a number of different emotions. And I think it is so surreal that we're at this point. You know, I think looking back at my 4 years thus far, I just can't believe that it's gone by this fast and this quickly. And, you know, it was very bittersweet. And I was just really, really thankful for my teammates and just everybody that put on just such a special day. And my whole family was there. So definitely a lot of emotions. You know, it's very much hitting me that we're coming to the end. But at the same time, like, I'm hoping and believing that like there's a lot of softball left. So I'm also very excited for what's to come.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. One of my favorite parts too, and just getting to, first of all, I was like thrilled to be able to be there for the senior day celebrations. But hearing your teammate, Ella Murchison, call you a gold glove friend too, not just a catcher. That was like one of my favorite parts of the whole day. How did that feel?
Oh my gosh. I love her so much. Best compliment in the world, right? Like, can't get any much better than that, but truly, truly special. And I'm so thankful for her. She just had so many sweet, wonderful things to say that she didn't need to say. And I'm really glad to be able to have her by my side and be her teammate and also her friend. I think I could say that for every single one of my teammates too.
Yeah. And I really did feel the love. I feel like when I played like for the program, we kind of made fun of each other a little bit more. Well, let's be fair. You guys definitely do that. Yeah. But, you know, we did it a little more publicly too. Although I will say Kylie Chung's speech definitely brought that home.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a very much a Kylie thing though too. So
that very true. Very true. Bullpen's different that way, you know? But your class in particular, even talking with Coach Allister just this season in general, like leading up to broadcasts and just throughout the year, she's talked about how your class has done better every single year. Like if you look at the end results, regional final as a freshman, Supers as a sophomore, the World Series as a junior, and now hoping to do even more, but you did finish the highest you guys have finished in the Pac-12 at second as well. What do you think you attribute that to with this group?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a lot of fun and I'm very excited about it. And I think looking back on the entirety of my career in like the 4 years, it's something to be really proud of. And I think it goes back to just how special every single one of my teammates have been since I walked in, right? And that also goes to Coach Alistair and the entire coaching staff. It's very evident that they just put so much time and effort and care into the program and really shape young girls to be like the best that they can possibly be. And to be able to like reflect on my growth over the last 4 years and then reflect on the team's growth, I think it is very clear that, you know, all the hard work and all the time and the ups and the downs and the ebbs and the flows of every single thing has brought us exactly where we want to be and brought us a little closer to where we want to be every year. And I think it also goes back to just the group of girls that were there for me when I came in as a freshman and had no idea what was going on. And they just took me in and really guided the way. So for them to be able to continue to get better and get to where they want to be, I think that also shouldn't go unnoticed as well. And then even with the team this year, like there's just a lot of new faces, but really, really special faces at the same time that deserve to be exactly where they are and want to work just as hard to get to where we want to be.
Do you think it helps having people on the staff like Coach Alistair, Coach Merchant, you know, even Sarah, Coach G joining this year, as well as obviously Coach Nyberg, who played this game? Do you think that makes a difference?
Absolutely, right? Like, I think we like joke about it sometimes, but I think it actually is just unbelievable how knowledgeable like every one of our coaches are, right? Like especially Coach Alistair, how she just knows like every single rule to ever exist in the history of softball. Like it blows my mind. Like there are many things that I don't know. And I think being able to have an entire staff of coaches who played at like really high levels and who have experienced a lot of success, it's obviously an honor to like play for them and then to be able to learn from them and to know that the things that they are teaching and the feedback that they give, like they've all been through it and they learned it themselves. So I am able to put like all of my trust into them, just like they put their faith in us.
Yeah. And for us, even on the alumni side, honestly, the fact that, you know, we knew Coach Alistair and Coach Nyberg, like just from the alumni circles, and Coach Alistair was my assistant coach my freshman year, right? And there are all kinds of connections like that. It makes a difference for us and like our community just in being able to support you guys. And I hope you feel that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do. And I think it's like so special, right? Like, as you mentioned, them both being alum and being able to play like on this campus for like Stanford, just like all of our alum has, it creates this special bond. And I think that like we truly have, you know, the best fans and the best alum in the world. So like, and I attribute it all to like the way that the program was built and the culture surrounding it 100%.
I think you might also have the best parents, honestly.
I do. Like,
unreal. First of all the Stanford softball parents, our parents back in the day were really cool, you know, but the way that your parents all get together, it really solidified for me at the World Series last year when the alums were joining their tailgates before your games. The tree hats, everyone knows about, the pink cowboy hats, the signs, the pom-poms, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, that is incredible to have that part of it too.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, again, best fans in the world. And I think, like, looking back at my teammates, 100%, like, it makes total sense that they're amazing and just wonderful human beings, right? Because their parents are, you know, just as wonderful. And I do think it's hilarious how they have all these tailgates and they just hang out and they invite everybody and just like have a good time. And I think it also is just part of the culture, right? Like having a team that's so close and having parents that are so close and loyal and just love each other is just unbelievable. So I'm glad that you guys all get to like hang out with them too. It's awesome.
It's kind of one of my favorite parts. I was so excited last year because I'll see your parents, everyone's parents often at the games. But then when the alums all came out to the World Series, I was like, you guys don't understand. The parents are so awesome. And then they got to experience it too. And it was just like a full circle, all my worlds within this world colliding. And it was the best.
Oh, I'm so happy.
But I think Kathy and Lance, the real MVPs in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I have the best parents ever. They're amazing. I don't even know what to say about them.
Well, I think your mom was telling me at one point that, I forget which week this was, but they drove up and back for a midweek from SoCal up to the Bay Area. Then they went back home and then they did it again for the weekend. Like, they are fully committed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. And I mean, I can't even put into words like how much it means to me and like how grateful I am for them. And they have, you know, supported me since the day I was born. And I don't think any of us thought that like I would get to the point of where I am in my softball career. So very surreal moment for me, but like also my parents and my family who has put, you know, a ton of time and effort into helping me get to where I want to go. But yeah, absolutely. They have done just some incredible things from driving up here in one day and then driving back and then going home and then coming back the next day. Like, they're crazy, but I love them for it. And I know that I'm just going to miss doing this with them. And I'm assuming they're going to miss doing it with me. So we're really just trying to like enjoy every moment of it for sure.
I loved it as a SoCal girl too. My parents did the same thing senior year. They're like, we're going to try to come to as many different things as possible. Okay. Your last year. And I'm from Ventura County, right? I went to the same high school as your teammates, Kylie and Emily. So nice. There's that. So not too far from Santa Clara though, where you are. So I can appreciate like that trek every time.
Totally.
Yeah. But also your mom's just so sweet every time. She's like so nice to all of the season ticket holders. I saw her on senior weekend and she gave me like some snacks, you know, and I ended up eating those when I was working late. To be honest, it was a lifesaver. She's just, whenever, it's funny because I say this about teammates all the time, but whenever you meet someone's parents, sometimes you have that moment, like you were saying, it makes sense, right, with your teammates. And you're like, oh, now I know why they are the way they are, whether it's, you know, just being kind or even just being goofy and fun. It's right. So cool to do that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. She's the best. Again, can't just put into words how amazing she is. And I know that everybody loves her and just, she brings everybody in. And I mean, I really admire that about her, her just ability to, you know, open everyone, like have open arms to everybody and just make everyone feel so like loved and included.
Yeah. I think she like, in the most loving way possible, basically forced one of the season ticket holders to come to the tailgates before the game. He's like, I don't know if I want to impose. She's like, no, you're coming.
Yeah. Sounds like her. That totally sounds like her.
Yeah. And then your dad's like more stoic, right? Which I can relate to. My dad's the same way. So it's like such a balance, which is cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Also, I have to ask you this. Okay. Is your actual full first name Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. This whole time until senior weekend. And then I saw some of the throwback photos, right? That like Sanford softball was posting of you. And I saw like, I think it was your helmet when you were a little kid and it said Alyssa on it. And I was like, mind blown.
Yeah. So you just thought my name was like Allie. Like I was just.
Yeah. I didn't know for sure. I mean, I have an uncle Chris and he's just Chris, like not Christopher, you know? So I was like, maybe. I don't know.
I know, it's crazy. I have so many names, I guess. It's just hard to keep track.
Well, yeah, that brings me to your other name that everyone calls you, which is Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the background on the nickname.
Okay. People ask me all the time and I like try to give my best description, but this is all I can like really say about it is that I was here and then Allie Clements is a junior this year. So she came in and then we had Allison Morikawa coming in the next year. So she's now a sophomore this year, but she went by Allie also before she got here. But we call her Allison now, so I guess it worked out fine. But when she was coming in, we were kind of like, okay, so we're going to have three Allies. They're all going to be catchers. Like, we have to figure out a system to, like, distinguish them or, like, be able to call them different names so that we're not all confused, like, when someone, like, yells out Allie. So we spent a few days. The coaches, like, were brainstorming nicknames for each of us, and I, like, didn't like any of them, and I don't think the other Allies liked any of them. And then just a couple of my teammates called me Big Al, just, you know, for fun, I guess. And then one day Coach Merchant was just like, oh, like, what about Biggie? And I'm like, Biggie? Like, what? Do I really like that? Can I be offended? Like, so, and then she was like, well, like, you're Big Al and you can be Biggie, and then Alison Morikawa can come in as a freshman and be Smalls because she'll be a freshman and she's also smaller than you and like all these things. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, we can try it out. So then they start calling me Biggie, and then it stuck with me, and they never called Allison Smalls, like, ever. She never got the nickname. I just got the nickname. And then obviously it spread, and everybody just started calling me Biggie, and then, you know, I get used to just responding to the name. And that's pretty much what I go by now, every day.
Yeah, they definitely call you that more than Allie or even Kaneshiro. It's Biggie is like what I always hear.
Right. Now it's like weird when I hear Allie. Yeah. It's
a little- you once you graduate and you get into like the real world and people call you by your actual name and then you'll reunite with your teammates. Like for me, it was never Jenna. It was always JB. Like not once did my teammates call me Jenna. We had another Jenna on the team too, similar, like a Jenna Rich at the time. And it's kind of nice when you reunite and you're like, oh yeah, like their kids call me JB, and it's like, oh, just like warms your heart a little bit. Yeah. No, so you might be anti-Biggie eventually.
Maybe. I like it. I like it's grown on me, and I know that's who I am, and I wear it across my chest with pride.
People were literally wearing it across their chest at your senior day. The Biggie Hits Dingers shirts were exquisite. How did those exist?
Well, I think it was, do you know Wyatt, the little boy? His name is Wyatt. His mom, like, they come to every single game. Like, they're also huge fans, like, just the best, loyal. He's, like, the sweetest boy. Yeah, just, like, a really wonderful family. And then I had no idea, but his mom had it made, like, on a website. She just had it made, Biggie Hit Stingers, and she just showed up to a game wearing it. And I think my mom and some parents were like, what, like, where'd you get that? Like, and she was like, oh, I had it made. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, I love it, like, that's so amazing. And then she was like, oh, I'll have a couple made. So then she ordered a couple for like my parents, and then I had a couple people repping it yesterday. So just again, wonderful fans, just full of support and just love, and they just whipped it out, and I love it. Like, I will never get over it, ever.
And you shouldn't. I mean, the first person I saw wearing it was Caleb, your director of ops. And I was like, wait, are these available for sale? Like, I don't know, like, what's going on here? But my favorite was when Coach Alistair was wearing it during all the senior day activity. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. I like joked around with her. Well, she said, she was like, where can I get one? Or like, I'm going to get one. And I was like, okay. I was like, you're going to wear it during the game? And she's like, no, but I'll wear it during the barbecue. I was like, okay, right. Like, we'll see. And then she was wearing it. And I was like,
wow. She did. Love I know. That. Good for her. Yeah. During the game, I feel like maybe like a Tori Nyberg might wear something like that during the game, but I don't know. Coach Alistair, she'll save it for her. I never expect her to do that. but it was awesome. It was so fun to see that. And yeah, I mean, Biggie does hit dingers.
Thank you.
You have double digits this year, the most you've ever had. You're in the top 10 for career home runs. That's exciting. I don't know if you think about those things on a daily basis, really, but it's cool to see that growth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I had no idea until I saw something after I hit it. But yeah, again, like, truly just honored and grateful and blessed to like even have the opportunity to be here, and just try and have fun, keep it lighthearted, and try my best. And it just happens to work out. And yeah, just really, really, really grateful.
Yeah, and I know you all felt that way too last year in going to the World Series. It was like that balance I could see within you all, though, of where you're really grateful to be there, but you're also like, no, but we're want to compete. We know we haven't been here in 19 years as a program, but like, it's not just good enough to get here, right? We want to compete as well. But to actually live out the dream that so many softball players have to play in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah. I mean, again, absolutely surreal. And I think you nailed it on the head. Like, when, you know, we got there and it was unreal and we were like, we can't believe we're here. Like, we've watched this as little girls growing up, just like dreaming of actually doing it. And we're actually here and it's amazing. And we want to take in every moment and we're incredibly grateful to be here. But at the same time, like, yeah, like, we deserve to be here. Like, we've worked really hard this year. We have an incredible group of seniors who have, you know, jumped in this program, like, fully and completely, and have completely, like, made an impact and turned it around to like be exactly where we want to be. So yeah, just like, again, like that balance of this is awesome and it's a dream come true and it forever will be a dream come true. And I will forever be like grateful for the time that we were there, but also like, yeah, like we showed up there and we knew that we deserved to be there and we wanted to like compete our tails off to like win a national championship. And while that wasn't the outcome, like, I think we really put our names out there and that is exactly what, you know, I think is deserved at that point, especially for those group of seniors who just gave everything into the program.
I was very excited about just the presence that you all had on the field. Yeah. Because it's so easy to let that those moments get away from you, you right. know, but it felt like you guys were meant to be there. It felt like you had been there before, honestly, even though it was the first time in such a long time. So yeah. like as a fan, I was like, fire me up, you know what I mean? And then as a media person, I was like, wow, this is very impressive, like the growth of this program. And then as an alum, I was just proud. It was just exactly what you hope for, you know, when you see your program after you've left and try to still support them along the way.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. But when you even chose Stanford in the first place, like that recruiting process, it's like you go from that all the way to that moment. And then here you are in your senior year. When you were going through that, what led you to choosing Stanford?
Yeah. Truthfully, I think growing up, you know, as a little girl, I always wanted to go to Stanford, even though I knew nothing about it, right? Besides that, it was just like this incredible school that all the movies refer to because it's just so like academically competitive and like awesome and like you, if you're like a human being, like you want to go to Stanford, right? Like it was just always a dream, even though like I really didn't truthfully like didn't know what it was or like what college was or anything like that. And then, you know, the recruiting process was a little crazy at the times and I put a lot of like work into it and my family was incredibly supportive and we just took it day by day and I ultimately committed to another school at the time before the whole rule change. And I thought that's where I was going and I was kind of set on it. I was young, again, didn't know much about college or like what, you know, I should have looked for in a school or anything like that. And then the summer going into my senior year, Coach Alistair showed some interest in me and I'm so grateful that she did. And I kind of just was like, well, it's Stanford. Like, and as I'm getting older, I still think Stanford's like the best school in the whole world. And like, I should jump on an opportunity to be here because not only is it like academically like unbelievable, but the athletics here is just like unreal. And like, I want to be a part of something that pushes like me to be a better person and a better athlete and a better student and all these things. And like, that's exactly what Stanford does. So it was honestly a very easy decision for me to kind of switch and go to Stanford. And I'm, again, like, I'm so grateful for Coach Alistair finding me and wanting to take a chance on me. And looking back on it, like, it was the best decision I could have made. Like, absolutely.
Obviously, I agree. There's no bias in that whatsoever, right? But right. You know, I always say to all the reasons you said, but then if you go on a visit as an athlete who's being recruited and then you drive down Palm Drive, which for those who don't know is literally there are palm trees lined up along this long stretch of road leading up to the main quad and main Memorial Church and like Hoover Towers there, the Oval, which is like really nice, like grass area. I'm like, how do you go down Palm Drive and be like, nah, I don't think I want to come here.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. It's not really a thing.
Yeah. To this day, Palm Drive is like my favorite place on campus, hands down, besides Boyd and Joel Smith Fantasy. Like, of course, love that.
Obviously.
Place. Yeah. But if I have an opportunity to go down Palm Drive, like I am going down Palm Drive and I'm just in awe every single time.
I'll sometimes go the quote unquote longer way just to go down Palm Drive. Like if I'm driving around and I'm like not in a hurry, like.
Exactly. Yeah,
why not?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, but obviously travel a lot too with softball. We all know that growing up and then even in college. And I think I was on the same flight as your parents on one of the postseason trips. I can't remember which one. When the announcement came out that you were the Rawlings Gold Glove winner last year. And I think your mom and I like looked at the tweet and then I ended up tweeting about it, obviously, after that. But just to see how proud they were too was really, really sweet, especially kind of live. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction?
Pure shock, like pure disbelief. But again, like once I got over the initial shock, just could not put into words like how grateful I was. 100%. Like never did I ever think that like I would be able to play at Stanford, let alone go to the World Series, and then let alone like get an award such as a Gold Glove. And you know, very proud of myself, and I'm always just going to continue to like work as hard as I possibly can, like regardless of any sort of like accolade or anything like that. But to get that sort of like recognition was just unbelievable, and I am just very grateful for it, like to this day. I always will be.
Catchers tend to be sometimes have that thankless job sort of vibe about them, just because, you know, the pitchers are the ones who like get a lot of the visibility for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But you know, you have been the consistent piece with the Stanford battery. Obviously, a lot of good pitchers. Everyone knows about Nydri Kennedy, and everyone knows about Reagan Crouse too. Mm-hmm. You know, and then of course like Alyssa Houston, Kylie Chung. Mm-hmm. This year, all of them. You work with everybody though. Like that's not that easy to do. So what is it like being a catcher in the bullpen?
Yeah. I mean, it keeps me on my toes for sure. But at the same time, like, I think that is what makes it so fun. And like, even, you know, outside of the whole softball thing, I think our bullpen is just full of unbelievable, like loving people. And I always just love like spending time with them, on the field and off the field. And I know that they're all putting in like a tremendous amount of work, and it makes me want to work better for them too. Just as our entire team does. But yeah, even like looking back last year, I think, and this year, I think everything that I've done and the things that I've accomplished, I 100% like can attribute that to the bullpen and to the defense and to my team. And they've saved my butt multiple times. And I have some incredible pitchers who just are unbelievable and have helped me like get better. And I just have that goal of like helping them get better too.
Well, when Nyjah came on this show, and just since I've talked to her since, she has talked about you saving her butt plenty of times too behind the plate. So that, I think that feeling is mutual.
Oh, good. Wait, that makes me so good.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the thing too, is like when you see pitchers of this caliber too, right? It's like, you can't help but wonder like, wow, who's their partner in crime, you know, behind the plate. Mm-hmm. But to actually catch who we all know as like a generational pitcher in Nyjah Kennedy, for example.
Yeah.
You're having to catch all that movement, all that velocity, and then, oh, there's a changeup. Like, how is it actually doing that day to day?
It's awesome. It's so fun. And like, yeah, like Nyjah is just unbelievable, right? And like, I've never seen anybody like her. And I think Reagan is unbelievable. I think Kylie, Alyssa, like they're all unbelievable. They all bring different pitches, different movements, different speeds, and again, keeps me on my toes. And I've missed a ball here and there just because they're that dirty and they're that talented. But yeah, I think at the same time, that is what makes my job so fun, and being able to work with each and every one of them and see and help them reach as much potential as they possibly could and help them grow in any way that they could. It makes me enjoy it 100 times more. And I think, you know, looking back on everybody that I've caught, it's just always an honor to be able to like work with people who are that talented, right? And like can make balls fly 100 feet over, like just like move a ton of feet, and like being able to be a part of that and be on their team and be able to like help them in any way I can. It really just fulfills like my job and like why I like want to be here and why I want to catch and like do all these things.
That sums it up. You're right. You're very right there. But also personalities are so funny. Like pitchers, and I pitched through like freshman year on campus, and then I just was a position player only after that. But pitchers, they're always a little unique, right? Let's be honest. I think all pitchers I've ever talked to admit that, you know, personality-wise. So I'll ask you a question that I asked Reagan, actually, when I did a post-game interview with her with D1 softball, which is, who is the funniest person in the bullpen?
Oh my gosh. They're all like so hilarious. I would probably say like Kylie is just hilarious. Like just makes comments and like does things and you just can't help but like die laughing. And I think Nyjah and Alyssa are just very they'll just say like out of pocket things sometimes and you're just like, oh my gosh, you did not just say that. Like that's hilarious. And of course Reagan, like she lives right here. Like her and I like share a room, right? Like, so I see her like almost every second of every day and she makes me laugh like every single day. So I guess she has an advantage because she lives with me and so she makes me laugh more. But at the same time, like, again, yeah, they're all silly and goofy in their own ways and make each other laugh and make me laugh like nonstop sometimes. And I think that's great. They keep it lighthearted in the bullpen for sure.
Yeah, you have to, right? Or else you go crazy, especially with positions like pitching and catching. Yeah. But Reagan actually said, you know, it's funny. She was like, I think I'm top four for sure. And I was like, aren't there four pitchers?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll agree with that statement, Reagan.
Yeah. I'm like, sure, that counts. Yeah. Right. You touched on this a little bit too, though, on the things that you like about catching. Especially like right now at this level, at this point in your career, but what made you initially decide this is the position I want to play?
Right. I got put behind the plate when I was probably like 7 or 8 years old, just because one of my rec ball coaches at the time were like, why don't you just try it? Like you can catch the ball, might as well. And I was like, okay. And I tried it out. I was good enough to the point where I was like, okay, like this is kind of fun, you know? And then as I got older, you know, it starts getting a little bit more competitive. You start like having to put in a little bit more work to do it. But at the same time, like I thought that the work that you put in as a catcher, while it's very similar to like all the other position work that we put in on a daily basis as like a defense, it also is just like completely different, right? Like completely different perception, completely different skill set sometimes. And it was just a lot of fun to like be able to work on these different things and just continue to get better and also to be involved in quite literally every single pitch of a game helps me stay like a little more in tune, right? Like as a little girl who probably doesn't have the longest attention span, like having to actually like dial in and focus like every single pitch and stay involved like every single pitch, I think it also made the game a lot more enjoyable and fun for me. So I kind of just stuck with it. And, you know, as I continue to get older and play at higher levels and get to college, I think, yeah, the work ethic that you have to put into it, being able to, again, help your team and your defense and your pitchers in any way you possibly can while, like, being involved constantly is a reason why I think that, like, catching is the best position in the whole wide world. But I'm also biased. So, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Coach Alistair would agree with you, at least. You have that on your side. You know, there you go. So then with that said, what would you say is a better feeling? Mm-hmm. Throwing a runner out or knocking in an RBI?
Okay, that's a tricky question because I love throwing people out. But knocking in RBI is they help win the game. But like, so does throwing people out too, so... Okay, selfishly, I'm going to say throwing people out. But if it really came down to it, I would pick the RBI.
Yeah,
for the team. I get you. For the win.
Because you're still a team player at the end of the day. Yeah,
exactly.
So then what's a worse feeling, having a runner steal on you or striking out?
Probably having a runner steal on me. Yeah. It sucks. I'm like, yeah. Oh. Dang.
Even if you can't control that, like if it's the pitch is like really high, it's like you can't do anything about it, you know, it's still
it's just like darn. That's just so tragic. And you just gotta like turn around and walk back and get back in the squat. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, you have other catchers on your team. You have Coach Alistair. You have people that you can like relate to with that. And I remember early in your career, like when I'd call your games and Montana Dixon was on the team at the time. And I remember her kind of being the upperclassman, you being the younger class, maybe the earlier vision of Biggie and Smalls, but not, you know, not the actual sharing of the real name.
Right.
But that's really, I think some of the Stanford catchers over the years have been underrated, you know, like Rosie Neal, class of 2010, she was a catcher throughout some of my time at Stanford and she was like outstanding. And so I think it's cool to see you being a part of that legacy.
No, thank you. Yeah. And I think, again, long list, Coach Alistair, all the way back, just unbelievable catchers, right, that have been a part of the program. And yeah, Montana was a fifth year when I was a freshman. And with the whole COVID thing, she was able to come back. So originally, like, I wasn't even supposed to play with her.
Yeah.
But because of the pandemic, I got the opportunity to play with her. And again, she completely took me in, which I am very grateful for. And she was there like the entirety of the year and just helped me get better and helped me settle in. And it was great, you know, getting to watch her and getting to learn from her and being able to take, you know, what she learned and displayed for me and being able to take that throughout the rest of my career is really helpful for sure.
Well, based on what I've seen, but then also what I heard at the senior celebrations too, I think it's safe to say that you have passed that along now that you're the upperclassman, like not just Ella Murchison, but like from other people chatting too about it. It seems like you've definitely paid it forward, which I'm sure makes everyone who came before you very happy as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it goes back. Yeah, I attribute it to everyone coming before me. Yeah, and my time here, I just really try to, you know, be there for my teammates and help them in any way that I can. So if I can help one person, then proud of myself. Did my job.
Yeah, exactly. And well, that's how like Coach Alistair has described you too, as somebody who's always been so steady and just gets it done. But then she said you've been even more of a vocal leader and really stepped up even more so in your senior year, which I think has shown in your play too. Have you felt that yourself?
Not really. Like, honestly, like not really. But I think looking back at it right now, like in this moment, yes. And I would be lying if I said I'm not shy or just like, I wouldn't rather just like be quiet like a lot of the time. I think I am a pretty laid back and rather not speak person. But I also think like on the softball field, it's very different. Like I'm a different person at the same time. And we all want to compete and we all want to win. So anything that I can do to help the team win and make my teammates, you know, better and they make me better. It's just like that mutual relationship. I guess I do look back on it and I'm like, okay, yeah, I see it a little bit in the moment. I'm like, no, like not at all. But yeah, you're probably right.
You're like, I'm still the same me.
Yeah.
But well, that's what's cool too about our coaches and teammates who see us every day. That's a thing I still think about to this day where I'm like, man, they see you every day in the trenches. They know you so well.
Yeah. I also probably think that if you were to ask them, I've came out of my shell definitely a little bit over the last few years. So yeah, I'm like reflecting on it like as we speak right now. And I'm like, yeah, I definitely have grown out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you'll have time to reflect more once everything is said and done. Cause you're, I'm sure, still in like tunnel vision mode a little bit, you know, heading into the postseason and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I do want to ask you about your thoughts on postseason, but also want to talk about the toughness that it takes to be a catcher because it takes a lot. I can't tell you how many times on broadcasts and things I've been like, oh, wow, yeah, Allie, she just took one to the leg or like that foul ball just hit her or whatever it is, or you just got rammed into, you know, when you're whatever. And I'm like, yep, that's the toughness of a catcher, you know. But you have played nearly every single inning too this season, right? So that takes a lot.
Yeah, no, it does. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said that I wake up feeling great every day. My body is wonderful, but thankfully, knock on wood, like I have done what I can to, you know, stay as healthy and as active as I possibly could. And I think like taking care of those little things also, you know, is what it takes to like be a part of the team and put the team first. But yeah, you know, it's just unfortunate being a catcher, you get bonked around sometimes and you get a foul ball hit at you here and there and it doesn't feel good in the moment, but I mean, I guess I was blessed with a somewhat higher pain tolerance to where I could just get back up unless it, something is really wrong. But yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you think I'm tough. That makes me feel good.
Well, I'll knock on wood too, that it stays, well, your toughness is never going away. I know that, but just that it stays, you can get back up every time.
Me too.
Always. And then, yes, like I said, going into postseason, you know, for you, there's layers to this. I mean, first, there's the Pac-12 tournament. Mm-hmm. So, like, that aspect. But then also, it's your last, like, NCAA tournament run in your career. So what do you think your mindset individually is, and then even the team's is going into that?
Yeah, I think my mindset going into postseason, obviously, it's a very exciting time for everybody, right? Like, it's the best time of the year. This is, like, why we do what we do. And I think going into kind of like this last postseason run, it is very, you know, bittersweet. And I am trying not to like think about, you know, the end being near. But unfortunately, like that is reality and it is coming up. And I'm okay with that. Like I got to prepare for it and be okay with it and be proud of the career that I had. But at the same time, like I think that there's a lot of softball to be played. And I think going into every game from now on, it's like, okay, like, go out there, like, have fun, enjoy it, like, do not take any of it for granted, like, this is it, give it everything you got, like, you deserve to be here kind of thing. And I think that's also the mindset that the team should and, like, does have is that, you know, we are really good and we deserve to be here. We have put in the work to be here, like, we can beat anybody, right? And like on any given day, like we can beat anybody and we can get to as far as we want to go. We can win a national championship, you know, and achieve everything that like we've worked for. So again, like very exciting time. I'm always excited to like be here. And I think it is hitting a little bit different this year, like for sure. But at the same time, like I think that is also the mentality that everybody should have, even if like you're not a senior, right? Like we're all incredibly lucky to be here. And we can't, unfortunately, while we want to, we can't play here forever. So why not like play every single game like it's your last and just like enjoy it and go out there and like give it everything you have for sure.
That's a great mindset to have. And you're right. Even if you're not a senior, like leaving it all in the field, right? Empty the tank.
Exactly.
Like all as much as you can all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, make sure you refill your tank too. But always have to do that. But yeah. Yeah. It's such an interesting time for sure. I think watching you guys kind of go from, I mean, just seeing the program, right? Like at one hand, back in 2019, it was the first time in 6 years. This is before your time, obviously, but it was the first time in 6 years that they had made the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. And now not only are we talking about postseason, but you're like, oh yeah, for this last time in postseason, because it's been an every year thing for you. And it was an every year thing during my time and the women before me as well. And it's I love that the conversation has kind of shifted back that way, but you guys have also kind of made your own path. Like we're back, Sanford softball's back, but also I think unique in its own right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think you also nailed it. And again, like I've been very privileged and very spoiled to like be able to play for a program who has made it like all 4 years, right? And goes back to every single person that has been a part of this program and built it up to where I have been able to be a part of a team that competes in the postseason. And again, like not something that I ever should have or like want to like take for granted. But yeah, absolutely, just very, very grateful to like be able to do it, right? And yeah, just super excited to like see what happens for sure.
You touched on this earlier, but just the student athlete part at Stanford is very real, like both parts of that, very much so. And something that's always been there really throughout the program is very specific and like ambitious career aspirations too among the players on the team, like in different industries, whatever the interests are. So obviously you have some things to take care of first, but when you do head into, you know, the real world, your career, what are those aspirations for you?
So my goal one day is to be a nurse. That's been a goal of mine for a while. I couldn't really tell you where the aspiration came from, but I know I've kind of wanted to work in the healthcare field and just kind of like help people and be very interactive with people and hands-on as much as I possibly can. I decided that I didn't really want to go to med school when I, you know, was reaching college, and just seems a little daunting for me. I mean, I'm sure I could do
it's
it.
A big commitment.
It is a commitment for sure. But still, like, I think nursing is just a very like integral and like important role in healthcare and just in everybody's life in general. So that is the goal, is to at some point go back to school, go back to like nursing school, and do whatever I need to do to become a nurse one day.
Well, maybe you can help some of those catchers who are tough like you, but might need some some tending to over the years.
They just give me a call. I'll be there because I know what it's like.
Yeah, they'll be in the priority list for you.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Good. Well, I can't wait to see everything that you do for the rest of the season, for the rest of your life. It's been so fun watching you throughout your whole career, and I'm glad that I get to do that and cover you for the rest of it this season.
Yeah.
So before I let you go, I do play a game with everyone that comes on the show.
Okay.
It's called Safer Out. Okay. And basically I'll bring up a topic. If you like it or you agree with it, you call it safe. If not, you call it out.
Okay.
So you get to be the umpire instead of being the catcher in front of the umpire all the time. You get to be the umpire this time.
Yes.
And kind of along those lines, actually, the first one is the obstruction rule. Safer out.
Out. Out. out.
I mean, I knew, right? And everyone was talking about the play, obviously, against UCLA. And everything separately, though, being a part of that must have been pretty insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to say about it. I'm sure you already, you 100% knew what I was going to say when you asked that question. But yeah, out.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. To be fair, if I'm Coach Alistair, if I'm just one of your teammates, I'm like, you know what? Take the same approach every time. Like, don't change anything.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm okay with saying it out loud. for that particular play, definitely. Okay, that was the first one.
Okay.
Second one is the conference realignments. Safer out.
Out. Sorry.
Kind of interesting.
Hot take. I don't know. Is that a hot take?
I don't know. No, I think it's pretty split, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's probably a warm take.
Yeah. I'm excited. Like, I think it is, like, exciting, and I'm very excited to see, like, what the team does and how Stanford does in a conference. I just think it's a big change. It is a big change. But maybe change is good for us. But I'm going to stick with my out for now. So
yeah. Well, you kind of, your end of an era with your career is aligning with the end of the era with the Pac-12 piece too at Stanford too. So in some ways that's kind of poetic.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, you're right.
Oh. Okay, that was the second one. Last one is bat flips. Safer out.
Safe. Yeah, I would say safe. I mean, I don't really think I've ever done a bat flip. I don't know if I ever will.
I don't know if
I've ever like hit a ball and been like, I am 100% certain that thing is going out. I'm going to do a bat flip, because how awful would it be if like it didn't go out?
That's so literally.
But if other people want to do it because they're super talented and they deserve to do it, then yeah, sure. I'm cool with it.
So I always ask pitchers, and you can imagine what essentially all of them say to that right. question. Yeah. But if someone bat flipped on your pitcher, like if someone hits one off Nyjah or Reagan or whoever and bat flips, how do you as a catcher feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, it would probably like take me off a little bit, and I'm sure like, I can only imagine like what it would do to them. Right. But like, that's my girl. Like, at the same time, I'm like, well, if my teammates do it, great. Like, they're awesome. They deserve to do it. So, like, yeah, it is that bias thing. Like, I will die on the hill of, like, protecting my pitchers. But
I think it's more than that. Love to hear it. Love that. Well, thank you again, Allie. Alyssa, yeah. I can't believe that. I mean, I'm never going to do – we're never going to do that. It's always going to be Allie or Biggie or something along those lines. It's been so nice. Again, your whole career too, but even getting to do this finally, again, we waited too long, but we still got to do it, which makes me happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun, and I'm so glad that we got to do it too.
This was well overdue, like I said, but I'm so glad I finally got to do this with Allie, because it's special as an alum. You know, I mean, I'm rocking the Stanford shirt for those who can see on video, but also just as somebody who's covered her career and just who likes softball, you know, quality player, quality human. So with that, let's transition to the foul tip of the week. This week's foul tip is about remembering our mental health. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. So we have Mayhem and Mental Health Awareness Month at the same time. And speaking of Rawlings Gold Glove, right? We just spoke to one of the winners from last year. Rawlings Softball actually shared some important reminders on Twitter that I wanted to reinforce here. Athletes are human first. Your performance doesn't determine your value. Your mind needs rest just like your body needs rest. And celebrate everything from a sack bunt to a home run. I think all of those things speak for themselves. And so I just want to keep it short and sweet because I think those speak volumes. And in a time of year where it's the most intense for our sport and probably the most emotional in a lot of ways, it's just even more important to keep this in mind for ourselves and for others. So that's it. Remember our mental health. That's the foul tip of the week. You've been listening to Believe in Softball, part of Believe Network and presented by Bet Online. The show is available anywhere you get your podcasts, wherever you listen, including Believe.com and YouTube too. Subscribe to the show, rate the show, and if you liked it, write a review for it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Believe in Softball. Again, that's B-L-E-A-V. You can also reach out to me personally on Twitter at JennaBecerra01 and Instagram at JennaBecerra as well. As always, thank you for tuning in and catch you soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.